Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story. Said I love her forevermore. But the trouble is I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. Well, first they love me, and then they don't. Sometimes they do it, and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to a beat and began to shout. You a dinosaur bro, a dinosaur bro. And you always lie to your friends. You a dinosaur bro, a dinosaur bro.
What up, y'all? This is BTR Radio. This is our first take of the year, basically. We're going to have plenty more after this. So I got my boy, Oob, on the line with me. Introduce yourself, Oob.
Yo, what up, what up, Oob? BTR Radio. What's good?
Now, we had an interesting little debate on the group the other day about how WWE was promoting WrestleMania and how they was promoting stars like Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker, why Bray Wyatt should go over against The Undertaker and stuff like that. And we had a couple of people concerns about the issue, how they didn't agree on how WWE is building up their stars right now. I mean, right now you have Brock Lesnar holding the title and basically not seen on Raw, only probably like once or twice a month, if that, and he wrestled every other pay-per-view, which I think, I mean, it, to me personally, I think it's building up the title because, you know, it's bringing it back like how it was in the 80s and the early 90s when you didn't see your champion on TV all the time or wrestling every week like John Cena do, or you had, or Triple H had it when he had, or CM Punk. The title is more of a pristine level like that. I mean, it's gonna go back to his regular form soon, but I mean, it's intriguing, you know, to me. What you think about that, Oob? While we wait for Nick or Damon to call in,
it's like Vince says, like it's an attraction now. Especially since like Brock Lesnar got it, and he wrestled very seldomly on TV. So like, what it's doing is. And we had this little debate on the page the other day. And people don't like the way Brock is booked, and he only do German suplexes now, he only do blah, blah, blah. Brock came back to the WWE 25, 30, 40 pounds bigger. Not fatter, bigger. And the way they got him booked now is he's a monster heel. And who get decisive wins. So he whooped Cena. He beat The Undertaker this year. You know what I'm saying? A triple threat match. Yeah, he was out for a while, but he came back. And when he was in the match, he was dominant there. And him holding the title, man, is keeping the title off of people like Cena. Randy Orton was getting stale with the title. Like, right now, the title didn't need to be on none of the people in the main roster. So Brock is doing a good job of just building it up. By not being there, the way he defends the title, he's defending it. He's defending decisively. So, I think Brock Lesnar is being booked correctly. I think that's probably the most best for business. I think right now that's his best for the title. The title was getting stale. It was just switching between Cena and Orton and other non-deserving world title holders. And with it being on Brock, you keep in mind that people saying like Cena, you actually got Cena going for the U.S. title. Which is bumping that up.
Right.
And people don't people don't realize that, man. Like, they doing some great booking right now.
And I agree. Like I said, I didn't disagree with the Brock Lesnar being off Raw all the time. Anything. I don't disagree with that because he's supposed to be the main man. He don't supposed to wrestle every week. Why? You know what I'm saying? What's the purpose? After he beat Taker at WrestleMania, that's when his slow burn started for his whole gimmick. And it's just like back in the 80s when they called it the slow burn because it's supposed to progress each month. And usually like when Macho Man faced Hulk Hogan for the world title, when Macho Man had a hell of a title, they slow burned that whole feud for a whole year, starting off when the Mega Power split up.
Right.
It wasn't no complaints on that because and they never touched each other. They never touched each other for the whole year. You know, they probably in Saturday night's main event a tag team against Zeus or something like that with Brutus Barber Beefcake, but it was just a whole slow burn for that, you know. And Macho Man held that title for a whole year. He barely wrestled until Hogan beat him at WrestleMania 5. And took the title, and that's what it's supposed to be. Just with Brock Lesnar. Yo, I'm gonna wrestle these two main pay per views. I'm gonna dominate because that's how I'm booked. I booked it. I dominated the Undertaker. I sent him to the hospital. It has to be like that. He can't wrestle technically. He can't wrestle like he wrestled Eddie Guerrero back in 2002.
Right.
You know, whenever that year was, I forget. But he can't wrestle. No, he can't get booked like that. He's not the wrestler.
If they don't understand that, that's what we were talking about the other day. We were talking about this the other day. You know what I'm saying? About he's a monster heel. And like alluding to what you said about the storytelling and the slow burn, man. Like, people complain too much. They want storylines. They want this. But now they're giving you storylines, now you're complaining. Every matchup in the Royal Rumble, other than probably Dean Ambrose and Wade Barrett, had like some history or story behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like Rusev and Cena. Now that shit is like white hot because of Rusev beating them. And they got 5 weeks to do that over. You got the Rose brother who had a slow burn and they stuff breaking up. You got Randy Orton and Seth Rollins feud. You got the Sting and Triple H who's been building up for a couple months.
Uh-huh.
You got shit. You even got the world title. Still got intrigue because Seth Rollins making cash it in. You know, but
exactly.
And then
people
don't understand, man. Like, they do the booking y'all want, but they ain't doing exactly what y'all want, so y'all just get mad. And they have to do, I hate to say it, what's best for business. But two, they working with, they doing everything better. They doing the tag team division better. They doing the feuds better. They doing NXT way better. They doing a lot of good stuff right now.
Mhm. Now, the IC title. I mean, what do you think about how they're building up the Intercontinental title and, well, you can even say the U.S. title. I mean, I'm reading on the group now and it said it used to be a worker title and stuff and everything like that. But you think the Intercontinental championship is regaining that prestige as a workhorse title, or even the U.S. title. You could still put the U.S. title in the same boat also. To me personally, I think it's coming back, the IC title coming back to prestige because you actually had that person in Wade Barrett actually knowing that he's holding the title and actually building a good feud with the possibly a main event player in Dean Ambrose right now. I think they could build it up a little bit more with a better storyline, but, I mean, you got 5 weeks until WrestleMania. You don't know what's going on during the next 5 weeks or 4 weeks. So what do you think about the IC title?
Intercontinental title can use somebody having a good reign with it. I mean, Dean Ambrose might be the guy for it. If he has a title, he's defending it. You know, that's like people don't understand. That's how you really elevate a title. Like you put it on somebody that's gonna defend it. So like it's with hands too much. Ziggler had it. Luke Harper had it. Wade Barrett got it. You know what I'm saying? So somebody got to get the title and keep it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind Wade Barrett keeping that title, man, and just defending it. You know, I would love that. You know what I'm saying? He good enough to do it. Or Dean Ambrose, but they gotta stay consistent and have the title on one person, or else it's kind of like watering the title down. Now with the U.S. title, it was smart for them to put it on Rusev because he's not going to lose anyway. They built him up to be like that, and now he's the title defense. Now he just got a title defense against John Cena. So John Cena was going after the U.S. title. And then John Cena said on the next time on Raw that he bringing the U.S. title back home. This is John Cena going for the U.S. title.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that automatically, like, exactly. That automatically put, like, and that's the trickle-down effect from Brock. Because Brock got the Royal title. They're going to have that program there for a while. And then you got to use the secondary titles as that. So now the U.S. title, they got John Cena going after it. And it might end up on one of their hottest, the IC title might end up on one of their hottest niggas in Dean Ambrose. But, like, it's huge, man. Like, I'm just the IC title, I stay on one nigga. But if John Cena win that U.S. title, bro.
I mean, who knows?
He got to lose it one day, right?
Exactly. He got to lose it one day. And guess who he's going to lose to? He's not going to lose to one of the main event players. If he loses to a main event player, it's going to be either Randy Orton or Seth Rollins or somebody that's big enough. He's going to lose it to somebody that's going to be up and coming. And guess what?
Right.
That's going to build that character up. Exactly.
Right.
Finn Balor. It could be Hideo Itami or Sami Zayn or somebody that coming from NXT, and it's going to build that character up. The same reason why Undertaker must lose to Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if he lost to the Undertaker last year. Undertaker lost at WrestleMania last year. It doesn't matter. It's the name.
Yeah.
When Bray Wyatt beat Undertaker, if he beat Undertaker, that's going to send Bray Wyatt's character to another stratosphere. That's going to send him to the main event, man, going for a world title. And guess what? And that's what we want, right? Other people going for world titles, right?
You want a whole new title picture. And that's
exactly.
another complaint people have. And they don't realize that the belt been off of Cena for what? Damn near 2 years?
Yeah,
get it and lose it, you know what I'm saying? And y'all crying about Cena this, Cena that, Cena before that always had the title. So now they got a title on somebody else different, and they got all new cats in the world title scene, and then you still got people saying they not doing a good enough job booking. And you got Bray Wyatt giving, like, the dopest promos on Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And that matches. You know,
Bray Wyatt promos is on par. Bray Wyatt promos is on par on a CM Punk promos when he was facing Undertaker. You know?
Right.
Because CM Punk is building that was building that match by himself, which is Bray Wyatt's going to do is build that match by himself. Because I just read today that Undertaker may not even show up on TV until
I read that
WrestleMania.
I read that he might just show up to WrestleMania. But
yeah,
you know,
just
see,
like they did when-
and that's another thing too, Cliff. Like everything get leaked, all information get leaked. So they changed a lot of shit. So, like, that nigga's going to be on TV now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, this is what they can just debunk you. And real talk, we need at least that go home Raw to WrestleMania. We need to be on that show. The Raw before WrestleMania.
Yeah. You
need to be on
cool.
that show.
He need to be on it because it's going to produce way more interest and more buy rates for to get on the network and or if people stupid enough not to get the network and pay $60 to get WrestleMania.
Man, I want to see he paid 60, that's 6 months of WWE
network. Right.
Might as well just buy him the network.
Exactly. That's why I'm shit. That's why I was like, man, shoot. If I don't watch WWE Network, at least I'm watching the pay per views because I'm saving every pay per view.
Right.
So I'd rather spend that $10 for the school. I'd rather see it on my TV than on my computer. Because that's how I was about to do it. Steal it anyway, so. But, I mean, that's why people don't understand that, you know, it's not the 80s, it's not the early 90s, it's not the late 90s before the internet changed a lot of stuff for the WWE. You got people trying to find out storylines leaking. And WWE is basically almost making storylines on a whim every week. You know, I mean, even though they do have a lot of writers stuff, they only had like two writers in the Attitude Era. But I mean, you gotta give it up to the writers for at least this run for WrestleMania because they're really making it work as far as building up the main event. I mean, you got the greatest manager. Building up Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns match every week. You got Roman Reigns. I mean, I see improvement in his promos almost every week. Almost every week, he's improving a little bit. The less he speaks, the more he gets out of it. And you got the tag team titles that are being built up now, and you got the Ascension. Even though, I mean, people really don't like them, you have the primetime players that are back together, team that people were really liking before they,
how the hell they broke up. They dropping the Ascension already.
I mean, they got to have a tag team too. They trying to build up the Ascension. So they got to try to. They're trying their best to build them up. I mean, after a while, if they feel like they're going to work, they're not going to work, they're going to drop it. You know how WWE is. So, I mean, you got to build
the prime time players. You got to build the tag division up. So, you know.
You got to build the tag team division up. I mean, there's not a lot of tag teams out there. I mean, who you going to put over? The Los Matadors? I mean, People don't really like them, you know, so they got to get a serious tag team against the Ascension.
They're still catching NXT, man. NXT going to make the difference with the tag teams, and that's another thing that, like, I wanted to rant on was the fact that we hear about nobody's being developed in WWE. Manifesto, I hope you listen to this broadcast. Would you feel to realize is, and what people don't understand is, they are cycling in new talent all the time. They got to listen to the crowd. They have to.
I'm one of the
biggest Dolph Ziggler supporters. But when they had Dolph doing his thing, he got injured. They had him doing the thing again, he got injured. Same thing with Wade Barrett. Every time Wade Barrett doing this thing, he get injured. He out. He get injured. He gone. So it's not their fault that, these guys can't stay healthy, but they cycle in their new talent. And just look at NXT. Like, look at NXT. NXT is better than TNA.
Exactly. Way better.
And with the NXT new talent they got down there, and they can totally revamp the Divas division. WWE is doing a lot with developing their talent. Seth Rollins, the top heel. Dean Ambrose, the star. Bray Wyatt, the top heel. Roman Reigns in the title match at WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan back. And then on other dudes, all the other top tier old vets, they took a step back.
People gotta understand that they just can't pick up somebody from NXT and bring them on the main roster as of yet. They gotta finish what they gotta do with NXT first, then put them on the main roster. That's how they get developed, especially on people with mic skills and stuff like that. They're not gonna put nobody up unless they're ready, They already threw people up as it is, like as far as Biggie Langston and Bo Dallas. What's the other female, other girl from NXT that's in the main roster? The dancing girl. And they didn't pan out how they thought they was going to pan out. So they taking a little bit more time developing the superstars that are in NXT to get ready. That's why it's taking so long for Sami Zayn or what's the other dude that do the flip? The dude from Europe that has had the NXT title lost to Sami Zayn. Talking, what's his name? The dude who lost to Sami Zayn for the title. They taking time with them so they can develop more on their mic skills and their charisma.
Right.
Even people who was on the main roster, like Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, they went back down to NXT. Alicia Fox, all of them went down, back down. Even Natalya went back down to NXT to broaden up and fix some stuff to get back on the main roster, or even put somebody over from NXT. So I think Triple H know what they're doing with the NXT brand.
Right.
By the time these people come up from NXT, oh my goodness, they might have split the roster up again.
Man, they might have enough people to do a brand split again. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think they just want to split it down like that they ain't got top stars like that no more, you know what I'm saying? But you can definitely, get that NXT back on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Regular TV, better than main event,
Yeah.
I'd rather have them on TV and the main event slot. Make that NXT. Make that not internet only, Get them dudes,
yep.
Bring the NXT dudes in for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Oh, I'm thinking it's going to be a lot of NXT opponents in the Battle Royal.
Let them up in there, man. I want that one win. I want that Kevin Owens win that bitch.
Oh, man. If Kevin Owens win it, shit, man. It's going to be crazy the next
Bro,
time.
Bro,
that's
how you push.
Yep. They have to think somewhere out the box, Like I said, the internet the internet ruined a lot of stuff for WWE.
Right.
Just trying to sway people and flip people around. I mean, last year the internet ruined WrestleMania for WWE last year when Batista was supposed to win the title. You know, people found that out. They didn't like it, and look what they did. They changed it on a whim, as far as changing the storyline. So, and they had Daniel Bryan win the title because the people wanted. So, the WWE is listening to the fans. It's just we have to wait and be patient. What's coming
on. That story
on.
Unfold. That's a stuff. Let them build, man. Like, this ain't like Attitude Era where they can do whatever they want. They be doing like a whole bunch of dumb shit. We was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like I said the other day, man, Mark Henry having a baby by Mae Young, she gave birth to a hand. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to go back to that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they got some real storylines here with Sting and Triple H, Bray Wyatt, Undertaker, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Cody versus Dustin Rhodes. He got a strong WrestleMania card coming up. Strong. Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton. Dean Ambrose versus Ray Baron or whoever else in the Fatal 4-Way. You know what I'm saying?
Fatal
possibly Daniel Bryan versus Ziggler or Sheamus.
Who you think Daniel Bryan's going to face?
Man, I thought it was going to be Ziggler. I wanted it to be Ziggler, you know, but I'm hearing Sheamus now. I'm hearing Ziggler about to be packaged in with the Fatal 4-Way. And I heard, like, R-Truth got a shot in there. It's like, I don't know, man.
They must love some R-Truth, man. I'll just tell you right there.
He get a pop. You know, he one of the most over dude with the fans. He get a pop. But, like, this dude ain't been a serious contention in months.
Years. Since he had
had
a title shot against John Cena. You know how that went. I mean, it wasn't really that good for him. But, you know, I mean, I guess you got to give him a chance, I guess. I mean, he's on there. He's a good crowd pleaser.
Yeah, he gets to pop with the crowd. We got the, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd probably defending the belts in some kind of match. We got a strong WrestleMania coming up.
I hope Cesaro I hope the tag team title come to, like you said, attack Turmoil.
I'll be Turmoil if you don't.
But who's be like a third tag team, though? Like,
I want to do the Usos Prime Time Players.
Can't bring back the New Age Outlaws.
I would do Usos and the Prime Time Players. I was watching the Raw second screen, and they had an interview with Darren Wilson, or what was that, the Raw Fallout. And he was like, they asked him, like, man, he's like, you ever think you'd be reunited with Taz on there? He said, if we do, we're going for gold. We're going for gold. You know what I'm saying? So
they got to. I think they broke that team up a little bit too early. They broke it up when they was on the run, so.
Kind of revealing would never be against Solo Act. He needs to be in the tag team.
Need to be in tag team. I want them to bring back their manager.
Man, he ain't never coming back.
It's been years after that little whatever he said during that Raw, man. I mean, come on, they brought back so many people. I mean, come on, they could bring back him to manage. He's a good mic worker. I mean, they need managers as tag teams for most of them. I mean, what about the Divas division? I read on there that AJ coming back. I mean, how that title run gonna go out?
I don't know. She having a little Twitter war
with Vince.
With Stephanie McMahon.
But
I don't know,
Vince actually replied to that tweet and said he agreed with her. Now with the payments, I don't know about that, but as far as getting the women some more work time on Raw and SmackDown, you may see a little bit more action between the Divas. Because I think Charlotte Flair
coming up real soon. They need to get better, man. They need to get better. They need to wrestle a better match. If you want some TV time, y'all check it. All y'all get in the room. Look, y'all get in the ring. Look pretty. Box moves for the next 5 minutes, and then boom. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get to the level that the NXT girls on. The real train wrestlers.
And they have great diva wrestlers as is. I mean, they got Alicia Fox. I mean, Alicia Fox don't block that many moves. You got Paige. You have the dancing girl. She can wrestle. They just got me a dumbass gimmick. You got Natalya. And you got Twins. The Twins have made strides over the years. The Bella Twins, they've made strides as far as their in-ring work, especially the skinny one. The thick one, Nikki, she's been better. She got the best finishing move out the two. But I think when Charlotte and Banks come in, it's going to be a whole different Divas division. Just give it a little time. You said what?
I said I got to wrap up in a minute. I got to go take my way.
Oh, man. Let's see. We can wrap things up, man. I thought Nick Milk's going to come and chime in and debate.
We'll get him on the line one day. We'll get you manifesto. I'm gonna get you on the line one day. We'll talk it out.
Talk to you because I was ready. I was ready to be the moderator, and y'all had the debate the whole 45 minutes. But you know,
I'm ready. Let them know. Open challenge.
Open chat. That's to anybody, man. We're gonna try to do this first take again, man. And we're gonna set something up with somebody who wants to debate about any topic about the WWE. And once again, my name is Cliff. This is Ooh, my co-host, my tag team partner, the tactical engineer. Be on the lookout for the next show. Be on the lookout for the next show, man. I'm about to kick back, play some 2K, and watch NXT. And we see y'all in the next show, man. Peace. Put my music on.
Said I love her forevermore. But the trouble is, I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. You was a slicker talking at your honey. Well, first they love me, and then they don't. Sometimes they do it, and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout. You a dinosaur, bro. A dinosaur, bro. And you always lying to your friends. You a dinosaur, bro. A dinosaur, bro. And you never get nothing in the end.